Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, really, truly loved, and pretty darn sexy people. Yes, I emphasized everything today for a reason, because I want you to commit to all those things that I just said. I want you to commit that you are, I am, magnificent, fabulous, and loved, and sexy, and beautiful, and intelligent, and alive, and healthy, and money flow. I am money flow. Woohoo! Okay, I want, you know, this week is all about commitment. If you did not watch, well, read the e-blast and watch the links, watch the links, watch the links. If you're not getting the e-blast, you're missing a lot of the tie-in of the work between the shows. So, again, if you want the e-blast, just go to IMD Wallace and sign up and you get a nice free meditation with it. But please watch the links. We all have to start taking our brains and going, you see, it's possible. You see, it's here. You see, it's possible. It's here. It's possible. It's here. It's, oh my gosh, it's just here. I'm creating it. That's the way it is. I get it. Okay? Yes, I'm all excited, and Dee had a good night's sleep. All right, so quickly, next Wednesday, July 24th, from 7 to 9, we're doing a really incredibly important webinar called Holding the Focus on Self-Love. Every day, something new comes in about how important this is. Bottom line, we know that if we want to heal anything, fix anything, turn anything around, it's done with self-love. If we want to create anything, manifest anything in our lives, it's done with self-love. So, if we cannot hold our focus on loving ourselves, that automatically shows you that we are going to be compromising our creation in some way. So July 24th, again, sign up at imdwallace.com. Yeah, CS2, Creation Station 2, which is the advanced training of all this work. And, I mean, you know, do it for your own person. Do it for any of the people that you're working with. Do it for your, it works in any and every healing modality and business and practice that you would want. It's August 30th through September 1st. You can do Creation Station 1 online. That is a prerequisite. You have to have done that to do CS2. We do not stream CS2 because there's so much individual work and so much one-on-one work with other people refining the skills of really how to understand in the highest way and create in the highest way and how to ask the questions in the highest way. So, there are payment plans. We'll work anything out if you want to do it. We just want you to do it if you're so-called. July 20th, this Saturday, I'm going to be in Westlake Village at the Spiritual Center for the Center for Spiritual Living. And I have put together a four-hour program. I guess it's a three-hour program that literally is going to go bam, 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 bam. This is how you create. This is every part of the creation process and how to do it, how to access it, starting with, of course, we're going to go over the red dot and do it in person together. So would love to have you there. Would love to have you there to support me. It's from 1 to 4 this Saturday in Westlake, which is right outside of Woodland Hills, California. August 9th through 10th, I'm in Lilydale, upstate New York. Please come. A lot of us are going to meet up there and go out afterwards and, you know, really get to sit down physically, some of us, a lot of us, for the first time, and be together on one of the nights after the workshop. So it's on, again, it's on my e-blast. It should be listed on my website, or just Google lilydale.com. Okay, and just added, and I'm so excited about that, that I sent out a special e-blast yesterday, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers with Joe Vitale. He's doing this whole weekend for people on money. And if you know Joe, you know he knows money. If you've read his books on money, you know he knows money. If you see the way he lives, you know he knows money. And he's put together some pretty amazing people here, including he's going to go over some of the specialties of Ho'oponopono, which is the Hawaiian modality that he uses. And I will, of course, be bringing in all my brilliance around many of which I'm calling myself an expert now because of oh, really? I can hear you saying, yes, oh, really? Because of the amazing year that I've created financially here. And it's all because of this work. I've just walked my own talk. So those are my spiels. Come play with me. Wherever you are and you're close by, come play. Okay. In the guise of commitment today, as a subheading, I want to talk about false humility. That seems to be coming up an awfully lot on a lot of my private sessions in some of these hour shows that I've been doing in connection with the teleseminars that I did. False humility, and it's keeping us from our power, everybody. So I want to ask you, how much do you really appreciate yourself? And how much do you honor yourself? Because I've been finding out that really I haven't been doing that very much. It's almost like, well, yeah, I know I'm a healer. Well, yeah, okay, I know I'm a good actor. But, and at the core of this, there's something about there's more, or there needs to be more, or I can't go far enough. So if it's my stuff right now, I know that it's up for a lot of you because we're so interconnected. And this is what I want you to claim. First of all, they're stopping me here. They want us to get really clear. Any kind of small, medium, large, or huge accomplishments need to be acknowledged. And you need to stop and go, wow, I'm pretty awesome. Look what I did. Look what I do. Look how many people's lives I touch. And really sit in those moments of experience and allow yourself to embrace the greatness of you. That is a part of self-love. So if we're not doing that, we are not supporting ourselves in self-love. We're not living in the experience that we would with a beloved other, for example? With a beloved other, we think about them, we think how special they are, how beautiful they make us feel. How much time are we doing that with ourselves? So now I want everyone to come forward consciously. Open your hearts, please, and really feel this statement. I am validated, accepted, appreciated, empowered, honored, and praised by myself and by the world. And they want me to add universe. I get that direction a lot. All right, let's say it again and again. Really go to your love space that you use with a red dot. Just open your heart and go to that love space in your life, that moment of love and joy. I am validated, accepted, appreciated, empowered, honored, and praised by myself, by the world, and by the universe. And so it is. Now, this little thing that I'm going to read you, thanks to Damari for sending this in. This is from Fear is a Frequency by Peggy Black. Each time you uplift a frequency, you uplift an aspect of the whole. Each time you clear an emotion that blocks your personal awareness and power, you are offering this to the collective. You are bringing more conscious light to the matrix. All that is hidden and now being revealed is because you are doing this work on a personal level. Your vibrations, your emotions, your perceptions of reality are affecting your very DNA, as well as the reality you observe and the reality with which you interface. Let me read that again. Your vibrations, your emotions, your perceptions of reality are affecting your very DNA, as well as the reality you observe and the reality with which you interface. The ultimate goal of a divine multidimensional being is to know that your heart, this incredible portal and chalice within the human form, resonates with the same frequency and vibration as your Earth's magnetic field. Begin to tune into this realization that your heart and brain waves and the Earth vibrate at the same rhythms, which is probably why they keep yelling at me to add the universe. You are an alchemist, a transformer of emotional energy. When you are feeling a strong emotion that can render you powerless, stop in the very moment you become aware and use all available tools of consciousness to transmute and convert those feelings to a higher, more coherent frequency and emotion, aka love. That was my part. Imagine that you can now broadcast that more coherent frequency emotion into the field of consciousness surrounding the planet. I'm actually going to add that to the e-blast so that you all will have it, because I think you should print it and keep it. It's so beautiful. And very rarely do I ever find anything that is right in alignment with what I teach. So this excited me, because it tells us that we're coming together. We are coming together in strength and power and knowing, and we're doing it through love. Okay, so I thought I could go to, well, I guess I have to say a little bit of this stuff too. I was just going to save it for the e-blast. So thank you for Kathy for sending this in. Esoteric and spiritual teachers have known for ages that our body is programmable by language, words, and thought. This has now been scientifically proven and explained. And it goes on to talk about a Russian study that's going on that you have to find the correct frequency to work with these machines that these people are working with. But the higher developed an individual's consciousness is, the less need there is for any type of device. One can achieve these results by oneself, and science will finally stop to laugh at such ideas and will confirm and explain the results. Well, we're already getting the results. And we know it's because we're dropping all the baggage, dropping all the judgment, dropping all the stress of worry, dropping the false humility, and choosing to live in a state of self-love. And when you live in a state of self-love, you live in a state of divine love for all the world, because you can't love yourself and hate somebody else. It doesn't work, because you go down. The DNA, when you're happy, your DNA shifts, and the DNA attracts bits of information from these tunnel connections in the universe and passes them on to our consciousness. This process of hypercommunication is most effective in a state of relaxation, also known as love. Stress, worries, or a hyperactive intellect prevent successful hypercommunication, or the information will be totally distorted and useless. So the more you live in love, which creates peace and acceptance and balance in your life, the more you are going to receive information from these portals in the universe, and the clearer and more accurate they will be. So that just gives you a tiny little bit of information about how important the next webinar is. Okay, now I can go to the calls? Yes. And we're off. I'm going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. First of all, I want to say thank you for everything. I got my job.
Yay, Patty. Good for you,
yeah.
Baby.
And I have a question. I just want to make sure if there's anything, whether I'm sabotaging myself. I feel like I was feeling a little bit like, you know, like I'd be happy, happy, happy. And it's like, oh, don't be happy. And I'm not sure if, you know, that's completely cleared out yet.
Well, you know, that's part of this false humility that I'm talking about. And I think when you all understand where it's coming from, we've been taught that it's a positive. It's not a positive. It's an egotistical negative limitation of who we really are. And it's from old, old, old religious beliefs that we have to sacrifice something. And that actually, if you're really going to get what you want, then you better, by God, stay small. You better not be too happy. You better keep yourself in the fear of God, right? All this stuff. And that's really the last piece of information you needed to shift the whole thing, they're saying.
Thank you.
Patty,
I could feel that. I could really feel that just now.
Well, and good for you that you realized and were conscious enough that you were having the messages come in, because that is conscious living. And when you live consciously, you're able to create consciously because you go, well, what the hell is that about? Like when I went to Vegas last week and my brother said, go win a bunch of money, and I could feel my whole body go, no. And that led to the realization that, my God, I still got my mom's belief that as long as I'm able to work and work hard for my money, then that's the way money has to come in. And that's not what I want. I want, you know, a bunch of opportunities to just land in my lap. I want passive income. So as soon as, seriously, within 5 days of getting that information and turning it around and saying to the universe, no, you just bring me passive income any way you can, then I got two great commercial auditions. Because commercials are really passive income. You go in, you work a day, and you make money for a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow me a lot more free time to create stuff in the healing world that I want to do here. So it all gets interconnected, but you've got to allow it to come in. So no more false humility, bravado power through divine love, bravado power through divine love. I like that one. Right? Saying,
right,
by God, I am going to be happy. That's who I am. At the core of me, that's who I am. And, you know, Patty, I just really, really want to acknowledge you because it wasn't even a year ago you started in this work, and you were really far in the toilet. You were big-time victim, right? Yeah. And you just, you didn't argue for your limitations. You just said, okay, I'm going to trust, I'm going to do this, I'm going to trust, I'm going to do this. And I can hear in the vibration of your voice the freedom that you've moved into. So congratulations, sweetheart. It makes my heart happy to hear your heart happy after doing the work. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You bet.
Love you.
I love you, too. Yeah, she, you know, it was really tough for her, too, because she was really, 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 really far down. And she just, it's like Edwin Gaines said, you know, no matter how much you make, you got to tithe. You just got to make that commitment to tithing to yourself energetically, financially, in every way. Alicia, what's going on, sweetheart?
Oh, I love you. This is so apropos. One thing, I wanted to ask a question on the dot. Sometimes I'm not feeling that connection, that love connection, and I know on Monday you said we can start focusing on what we want to bring in, so it could be I'm making this difficult for myself again.
Yep. That's the highest thing. I mean, how hard is it to love?
Well, I go into doubt that it is. I have to almost really work at getting into that
love
memory.
No, you don't. You just have to start doubting. And that, I'm so glad you used that word because that's the first thing they said to me. When you said, I'm having a hard time, my pendulum goes to no.
Huh.
When I say you think you're having a hard time, it goes to yes.
Okay.
So it's not the love part you have to shift.
Oh.
What you have to shift is I accept that I'm the God of me that loves easily. And I experience that.
Oh.
See, it's not the actual love itself, it's your doubt. And as soon as you doubt, then you go out of your heart. And then you can't feel the love. So it's the doubt part. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm doing it right. All that stuff that, you know.
Yeah.
And again, they're saying that's a part of false humility, which creates us not loving ourselves.
Yep.
Okay? Everybody can love. Everybody has love. Everybody knows the experience of love. Everybody's been loved by somebody. So don't give yourselves an out, guys. You do know love. Whether you're letting yourself experience it or not, that's another thing. So if you feel like you're on the abyss there, you get up before you get up every morning and go, my intention today is know that I love, know how to love, know that I'm in the experience of love, that I am love itself. That's my direction to me in this day. And it'll turn around really fast.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Is there anything else? No, go get him, baby. Just
Can't you feel
the love right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now all you have to do is take that love and just be willing to share it with that dot.
Because
I love you, little dot. You're a great red little dot. You're just so cute, my little red dot.
We can have thoughts while we're getting into that space in the beginning?
Well, of course.
Oh, I thought we weren't supposed to see, feel, think, blah, you know, just be one.
Yeah,
with
you
dot.
See how difficult you're making it?
Oh.
However,
yeah, okay.
You send that red dot love, you send it love.
I mean, when you look
at your beloved other, and you want to say, I love you, you don't go, oh, well, I shouldn't be thinking that or feeling that because I've really got to feel love for this person. I mean, Alicia, come on.
I'm done with making it difficult.
Thank you.
From now on.
I am easy love. Put that out into the world and see how many guys call you. Goodbye.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, we just have to get in the sex somewhere here, right? Joy?
Hello.
You're joyful. What's going on?
Well, I am joyful, but I hit a snag. And it's not necessarily my health, but it's a physical symptom of the whole left.
Hello? Joy? Okay, now that's interesting. So we just lost the connection. Stephen, see if you can get it back for me. But I want to continue with this. She lost a sensation in her left. So your left is your intuitive. Your left is where you connect with the divine ideas. Right? So if you have lost your connection, those are the highest words. You have lost your commitment to self-love. Wow. Okay. So it's a true statement that not loving yourself can affect the health of your entire body. I'm not a doctor. We're talking energetically. Can connect the sharpness of your brain, your clarity, your understanding, everything. The left side is literally indicative of losing the connection with your open channel. That's the highest information that we could give Joy. And so I'm hoping she'll re-listen to the show. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, because we know it's for all of us. Going anywhere else. Okay, I'm going to Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hi, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I'm easy love over here. No, I'm kidding.
I love it.
So I love what you read this morning. Oh, my gosh. It's so perfect. I wanted to check in with you, and everything's going well, and I've been invited to be on a panel at Comic-Con this weekend with the writer of the pilot that I'm working on, and so that's exciting. And I'm still in that place of not actually manifesting money.
See, I get a no on that.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, this is what they want everybody to understand. You're absolutely in the right place. You are manifesting money. hold on to where you are because the money is on its way.
Okay.
So when
good.
You say those words to me, Lynn, you're saying my three-dimensional experience doesn't have money yet.
Okay. Okay. All right. I get that. Now, is that the then that apply that must apply to the divine right relationship? That must apply to everything because I have been
everything.
In self love. Okay. Because I have been in self love. I have been in like I keep redirecting everything. The one
all right.
Thing
hold on.
Is,
there's something we need to balance around self love. And this, of course, is for everybody. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. But give me a song, baby. Okay, so this is exactly where we're going. Can you, these are the words they're giving me, can you sing more love songs to yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I am validated, accepted, appreciated, empowered, honored, and praised by myself, and then the world, and then the universe, because I want to remind everybody, the universe cannot give back to you what you are not in harmony with within yourself.
Yes.
So the more you're praising yourself, the more you're appreciating yourself, validating yourself, honoring yourself, looking at yourself and going, aren't I amazing? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. Let's just all sing the hallelujah chorus about the magnificence of us, they're saying. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So the more power through divine love we can create in that way, the more the universe looks up through people, through opportunities, right, and says, oh, my God, there's a powerful person that honors herself. I want to go play with her.
Okay, yes.
All right, and yeah. Before I even go to Steve and Matthew, well, it's for everybody. This is a big part of self-love we're just not doing. And I can tell you, I haven't been doing it. I mean, when people come up to me and came up to me in Vegas and say, oh, my God, you're a movie star, aren't you? I actually energetically, for one of the first times, could look at them in the eye and go, yes, I am.
Oh.
Because before, I'd go, well, you know, I'm an actress. Well, but that's a really good example. And you see, Lynn, because you haven't ever done that for yourself, you've needed to use these guys to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the big leap you've made this year, and it's huge for you, honey.
Yes.
Huge.
So is there a mantra, or is it just keep singing to myself?
Sing to yourself, sing to the dot, know the dot's you. Are you doing the exercise with the dot?
I don't do it with the dot. I go to my love place, which is actually I see a part of my dog that I don't have anymore. His little face, his little nose. I mean, that's where I go to. It's like an exact place on his face, which is bizarre, but that's what opens my heart, and that's what, like,
yes,
that's what makes
okay.
me smile.
So they're saying it opens your heart, but if you listen to your words, it also brings into the love experience, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So just try the red dot. They gave us the red dot because none of that stuff was attached to it.
So I just, so explain the red dot again then.
Okay, all you have to do, guys, is put a red dot on a piece of white paper or a card, hang it up, and it's just like an acting class, Lynn, because Lynn started out in class with me. You just practice opening your heart and sending love. You remember how we used to send energy to each other?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Just send love to the dot and become one with the dot and just sending your energy of love out to the dot. And after a couple of weeks then, know the dot is you. That you're sending love to the self-love of you. Okay.
And how many times a day or how long does it matter?
You hold it for 30 seconds five times a day, which is a big 2.5 minutes out of your life.
Perfect.
But people are having quite amazing results with this. Amazing emails around it. So give it a go. Okay,
I'm
baby?
To. Yay. Thank you. Love
and
you.
And sing a lot of the Hallelujah chorus, okay?
I will. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Dee.
Yeah.
Dee, we have Joy from Cape Cod back if you want to go back to her.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Stephen.
Hello?
Yeah, Joy. Okay, so I don't know if you heard that. But
I didn't hear you at all because Steve told me to hang up and he was going to call me, but when he didn't, I called him.
Oh,
so
okay.
I didn't hear what you said to me at all.
Okay. So what it was about was self-love, and it was self-love. You did say your left side, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which is your intuitive, which is your channel, which is, you know, your feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So literally you were cutting off the connection and the communication with your channel.
Absolutely.
And that's what your
yes.
left side is bringing forward.
Wow.
Okay.
And that's the truth. I mean, because I feel like I can't. I mean, it's not that I don't hear anything, but okay.
Okay. So love and trust yourself enough. You see, if you direct it, Joy,
mm-hmm.
that I am an open channel that gets the highest information from all possibilities with the highest understanding.
Okay.
Through divine love. That's who I am. If you direct that, that's what you get. And you don't have to be in fear of getting bullshit. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Okay. Okay.
And then,
so I was afraid of getting something I didn't want to hear, I suppose.
Well,
but I guess that's bullshit in its way.
You don't get things you don't want to hear from the channel. You only get the loving truth. That's
okay.
all you get.
Okay.
Because that's all there is the world of all possibilities and all information.
Okay.
So let's just talk for a minute. What are you afraid you're going to get?
That I'm going to have to go out and do something, you know, stand up in front of a bunch of people or maybe make a fool of myself, I guess, or something. I've always preferred sort of to work in the background, and I enjoy that, but some part of me feels I'm supposed to do more. And when I think I found some things that I might want to do that aren't too, whatever, scary, if you want to put it that way, something happens like this head or something that I almost can't physically do it.
Okay, so what she just described is all the aspects of her aren't in agreement, so she's fighting herself. Half of her is saying, take your power out into the world, and the other half is saying, no, don't you dare, it's too scary out there.
Okay.
Now, you can choose, because the world is just a matrix, you can choose any door, you know? Do you want door number one? They're showing me, let's make a deal. Door number two or door number three. It's your choice. And you see what's happening is if you were on Let's Make a Deal, you'd be so scared you wouldn't even choose a door.
Yeah.
Because you're afraid that you're going to get the donkey behind the door instead of the boat.
Yeah.
But you never know if you don't choose the door. And open it and walk through it. And that's what your higher self is asking you to do. So if you walk out that door into your power, what might happen, Joy? You're going to be humiliated. That's the highest word. Are you there? Oh, my God, we lost her again. I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay, well, the reason most of us don't walk out the doors is because we're going to be humiliated. That's our fear. So if that belief is in place, whenever you try to walk out the door, you will create that experience for yourself, whether anybody's humiliating you or not. You'll trip or you'll forget your words or whatever, right? So when I walk out that door in my power, I am celebrated. I'm successful. I'm awesome. And again, I am validated, appreciated, accepted, empowered, honored, and praised by me and the world and the universe. That's who I am. And when we own that, no door is too scary to walk out of. All righty. Let's see, Stephen, what do you have to say to me, baby? Whoops, you didn't come on. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm feeling more self-love all the time, and it was so great that you told Lynn to sing love songs to herself, because the song I've been singing to myself all week, and this is a clue, is a song from South Pacific called This Nearly Was Mine. Now, why am I singing that to myself, I wonder? You know, and what is that a clue about, I wonder? Not.
Yeah, you're saying this facetiously, aren't you?
Oh, yes. And so I realized in all of that I had one audition I didn't like on Monday, but I realized why. It's that old phrase, don't offer pearls before swine. So right now, my rule is I don't. And somehow, the universe is bringing me all the wonderful people and artists I want to work with that I am an equal to. And I
That's how it works. So let's put it in the positive. I throw my pearls before kings and princes and people who can receive them in the worth that I am. How about that one?
Yeah, I love that one.
You know, and I am there. It's not this nearly was mine. This is mine right now. This is mine. And that's what I was talking to Lynn about. Know, Stephen, that right now you've already created that.
Right.
And then, you guys, you have to hold the focus. No matter what, you have to hold the focus. So that if it doesn't happen this time, you hold the focus and it happens next time. You know, I have really been holding the focus on everything I want in acting coming together. The money, the part, the people I work with, the project itself, the script, so that all of the elements that I want that will honor me come together. I've had 3 offers in the last 2 weeks just fall out of the woodwork, but all of those things didn't come together. And so what happened was, I think pretty much exactly what you're saying, and I'm going over this because this is everybody's story, then we go, well, maybe I should sell out and take this, even though this isn't everything I'm asking for. And do I feel dishonored? And I did. So I said no.
Good.
And I'm holding the focus that I am validated, accepted, appreciated, empowered, honored, and praised by me, the world, and the universe. And all of the things on my list come together in the wholeness of the experience. And so it is.
So it is.
There
yep.
is one. Oh, there's one other part which I think may be shared by a lot of people. I'm really listening to the mirrors around me, and we're talking about with somebody who was a friend of mine and a metaphysician, and she said, you know, talking about, well, you shouldn't use everything to manifest selfish desires. And I realized, well, on some level, I think my work is a selfish desire. But it's bullshit. That's how I share my soul with the world.
That's right.
You know, it isn't
and
that
let
I
me
need
tell
a...
you something. Artistic people are really all people, because all life is an artistic creation. But artistic people, actors, writers, painters, directors, you know, we have been the original healers for a long, long time. We make people laugh when they can't. We allow them to cry when they won't. We allow them to experience fear so that they can learn how to handle it. We're healers. You know, actors and artists are healers. So don't ever look at what you do in anything other than the joyful creation of affecting and allowing healing in whomever is experiencing you, whether you play the good guy, the bad guy, or anything else, Stephen.
Yes.
You heal with the essence of who you are. Right?
Wow.
And you know that from watching me in E.T.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
And many, many projects.
And that's who we all are. So, again, walk out bravely and own that about yourself. Okay, honey?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
For everyone, too.
Yeah, for me, for sure. Yeah. I'm working on the same thing. So I'm standing with you in this one. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you.
All righty. And Matthew, what do you have to say today?
Oh, my God, I thought you might do the 1-2 thing. I first have to say that I am in awe of Stephen, my Stephen, in a way I never have been before. Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, this is a comment. Woohoo!
And,
please explain.
And there is enough in it, Dee, that I'm going to have to go back to the replay, because I know a lot of it just sort of like washed over me, threw me, around me, because the whole call has been doing that. And, you know, I was privy to the "This Nearly Was Mine," and even corrected the final lyrics, which he seemed to be wanting to do, but it was now I'm alone, still dreaming of paradise. He would say, "Still dreaming of paradise, once nearly was mine." I said, no. Still dreaming of paradise, still saying that paradise once nearly was mine. That's how it ends. And I,
uh-huh.
It was like I had to coach him on his fucking song. This is my life, Dee.
Well,
hold on,
Matthew. Matthew, be quiet
yes.
a minute.
All right.
I want to say something. Your life. Can you shift that from correcting into empowered understanding?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that better.
I like it better, too.
It's more powerful and positive.
It is.
Okay, proceed, please. Go ahead.
Oh, you said proceed, and I heard it as receive, please, so I took a moment to receive that. But the things, learning more about the red dot, hearing you explain it, because I think best lessons are fundamentals. And so I'm asking a technical question. You said something about hang it up. I've been holding it in my hands and finding that itself distracting. Does hanging it up maybe work better for me?
That's fine. However it works best for you, it's a true statement that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Hold it, hang it. Drop it, you know, fly it. Some people have put it on their ceiling above their bed.
Yep.
It doesn't really matter.
I also love the idea of singing love songs to the dust and to yourself. And I do it all the time.
That really
works. For everyone.
That works for you. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. You know, I was at my chiropractor's yesterday, and I was asking him about these health food bars that I really like. And he muscle tested me, and he looked at me and he said, well, you love them, and you think they're good for you. So for you, they're really working. And I keep really wanting you all to get that. There is not an answer, okay? There is the answer that you believe in. And if you're believing in an answer that does not serve you in your greatest self-love and accomplishment, then maybe you want to find another answer to believe in. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Amen to that. Thank you. Love you.
Amen indeed. All right, let's see. Karen, I think we've got time for you, baby cakes. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
I'm looking for a little discernment on what's going on with my vision.
Okay, well, it's not about I don't want to see something. So just talk to me about it, and then I'll hear the words.
Okay, about 3 months ago, the day before my birthday, I had an episode where the vitreous detached from the retina, which I guess the doctor tells me happens when we get older.
Uh-huh, right there. Stop. That's not your belief, but now that you've said it on the air, I want everybody to be conscious that when you hear things like that, you stop and go, in my life, I'm in perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, proceed.
Okay. So, basically, I have such bad floaters now in my right eye that I can barely read anymore. It's very distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right, so let's get to energetically. This is a miasm, by the way. Holy hell, of course, at the end of the show. Okay, so let's find what the basis of this miasm is. Sheets, book, well, I already heard self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's involved with a guy, some man in your life, is creating you to fall out of love with yourself. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, well, I can only think of one possibility.
Yes, and your doctor's involved?
Oh.
Or it's similar? Oh, okay. Sorry, I had to... I had to get the metaphor that they were giving me. There's a man in your life who's limiting your power.
Hmm.
Who's literally giving you limiting messages like, well, you know, when you get older, this happens.
Oh, yeah, that definitely.
Okay. All right. So we know where we're going then, right? So the core of this miasm are any and all people that people, yes. The core of the miasm is any and all people that we allow to limit our self-love and our power, that limit the statement, I am validated, accepted, appreciated, empowered, honored, and praised by myself, the world, and the universe. Do you realize how big this is, what we've got here, guys? So this is the miasm. Everybody picture it in your hand or in front of you or something, this big black hairy ball of tar of billions and trillions of beliefs and people that have limited the glory and the power of who we are. Wow. All right, fall down into your hearts. This one should be easy, man. Fall down into your hearts. Go to that experience of love and allow it to expand. Now just send that to the miasm. Just envelop that miasm with that love and that joy. Let it dissipate. Let it dissolve. Just melt away. We are claiming and invoking the violet flame and the golden light to turn this into beautiful, white, blank page light upon which we write, I am validated, accepted, appreciated, empowered, honored, and praised by myself, by the world, and by the universe. That is who I am. And so it is. And now they're saying, allow yourself in every way to see the empowerment, to strengthen yourself, Karen, to allow yourself to see clearly you and the full possibility that you are. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Wow, what an end to the show, baby. So now, you know, again, I'm not a doctor. We did an enormous thing energetically on this. Talk to your body. Love your body. Your eyes are a part of your body. Let them, tell them, you know, send them love. Just love yourself. Love yourself. Allow your eyes to clear up. That is not to say that maybe you might not need a doctor to help you again with this, because it is in your body, but energetically, you needed to be conscious that this person was limiting you kind of because of your age. Okay?
Great.
All right. Thank you,
beautiful,
darling.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You guys. Now, you have to understand, when I do a show the night before, I start getting so excited that we're going to come together and do work on behalf of ourselves and therefore, like what I read, the world and the whole consciousness and the atmosphere and the universe itself. What? How blessed are we? How blessed are we to have this information and have this work and be able to come forward in our power of love to shift us and the world? I do so love you all. Thank you for being with me, and hope to see you in Westlake, and I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.